Hello and welcome to another episode of my little podcast. I haven't done an episode in ages. I feel like my first episode was about a millennium ago. But I just decided that I was going to make this new episode because I feel like talking about relationships. Now this is something that I covered on one of the previous podcasts that I've been on, but that was actually never published. So I'm going to talk about basically my experiences with relationships and a couple things that I know about and just a little bit of advice as well if anybody needs it out there. So basically the first thing I'm going to talk about is that I've been with quite a lot of people, and if you don't know, I'm a bit like Brendan Urie and Jeffree Star. I don't really class myself as any form of sexuality. If somebody asks, I tend to just say I'm gay because it's easier to say because I'm dating a girl. But I don't really class myself as any form of sexuality, I just like people. So if a dude's hot, a dude's hot, if a girl's hot, a girl's hot. Currently I'm dating a female. And I've dated quite a couple people. I've dated seven at least. At least seven, I believe. Wait. I'm trying to think. Yep, I've dated seven people. So, three of those were girls, and the rest of them were guys. I've had, obviously, more experience with guys, but for now I'm liking girls a lot more because I've had pretty bad experiences with guys. But basically, the first relationship I had was in primary school, and everyone knows by now that a relationship in primary school isn't really a relationship, if you know what I mean. It's more of like a just a really strong bond friendship that isn't going to last at all. You just kind of want to feel included. So I obviously wasn't in a proper relationship. About a year later, about a year after that person had asked me out, it was with a guy, let's just call him K for now. About a year later, I went into year 7 at secondary school, and obviously I'd had to break up with Kay. It was very tragic. So, yeah, I'd gone into secondary school, no relationship, not really any friends. This dude, who I'm going to name L, asked me out, and I said yes because I was a bit stupid at the time. And I wanted some friends, I wanted some people to hang out with, you know, I wanted to be part of a people. So, basically, that only lasted for a week. Apparently he only dated me because it was Dare, but then I thought, like, why would you date me for a week if it was a Dare to ask me out? You could have asked me out and then gone, oh, it's just a Dare, but I'm not gonna question it, even though I just did. But basically, after that, I started finding this guy who I'm going to call T. Quite interesting. And T was shorter than me, so I found that cute. I, for some reason at that time, didn't like dating people who were taller than me. I liked people dating me who were the same size as me or shorter than me. And he was a slight bit shorter than me. And then later on turned out to be a lot shorter than me since I had a growth spurt. And he didn't. It was pretty funny. So I eventually started dating him since we found we both loved dogs and rock music, although I think he was faking about that just to get relatable, I'm not really sure. And he didn't really care about me all that much. This is where like the relationship advice part of this comes in. So he didn't really care about me all that much, he more of just threw me to the side a little. I put my arm around him and he'd like duck. I'd hold his hand and he would like somehow find a way to not hold my hand. I'd go to kiss him and he would like turn away. And that only happened like a couple months after I was dating him, so he would like really care within the first couple weeks. And then just slowly stopped caring altogether and just started being a bit more dicky, if you know what I mean. So I eventually thought like, oh, maybe it's time to break up with him. But he had a really, really bad reputation at the time. Not many people liked him, and I felt pity for him. Bear in mind, all the guys that I've really dated, I've not found interesting. I've just wanted a relationship. I can't stay single. But I just kind of thought, like, oh, I'm over it. I was really over it. And on my birthday, he tried to pressure me into snogging him. And, well, that was actually a couple of days after my birthday, because he'd taken me out to a swimming centre. At my actual birthday party, I knew he liked special effects, so I got this professional special effects lady to come in and do some prosthetic makeup and stuff like that, and basically make us look like we were from a horror movie. I got like half a sugar skull done with like a ripped face, it was pretty cool. And he just got a gash on his hand and then went on his phone for the rest of it. I decided, hey, Dynasty Warriors is a game that he likes, I'll go ahead and play Dynasty Warriors and ask him if he wants to do a match, and he never did. He just didn't care at all. He didn't even talk to me at my birthday party. So, a couple weeks later, he took me out to this swimming centre and tried to pressure me into snogging him in front of a bunch of these, like, 5-year-olds. It was Hillsborough Leisure Centre. And if you've ever been there, there are, like, 5-year-olds around. Like, I'm not even kidding. And they are so young. And I was like, do they really need to be seeing that? So I said, like, oh, I'm not really comfortable with that, because I'm not comfortable with tongue in anyways. Like, that's just disgusting, in my opinion. And I kind of just was over being with him. So eventually, I said to my friend, who I'm going to call A for now. Sounds like she's from Pretty Little Liars. She's not. But basically, I said to her, hey, I kind of like you a little bit more than I like my boyfriend right now. Would you mind if I used you as an excuse to break up with him? And she said yes. So I texted him saying, I've found someone else, blah, 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 and broke up with him. After that, me and A broke up. They only lasted for a day, but we still dated. And basically he went around school saying that he'd gotten me pregnant and all that stuff. Basically the stereotypical guy gets broken up with by a girl thing. So it was very immature of him, and I kind of laughed at some of the things that he came up with. So during English I decided, hey, he sits on the front row, so I'm going to call out him. I'm going to call him out during class, because the starter was, have you ever been peer pressured into doing anything? And I said I was nearly peer pressured into tonguing someone. And I just stared at him and went, "Tay." And then I left that school a week after. And once I'd left that school, I actually met this older guy. I'm not going to say how old he was, but I met this older guy. He was in this club I went to, and he was pretty cool. I actually got a job working close to him, even though I was only 13 at the time. I managed to get like a job at a younger age. He told me I'd be getting £45 each time I did a show with him. I never did, actually. I only got £15 for one show, and then the rest of it was all charity work. So it was basically for nothing. And eventually, things got a bit touchy-feely. And I'm not going to go into much detail, but you can probably imagine what happened. Nothing too drastic, I just got quite uncomfortable with him getting a bit touchy-feely. So I broke up with him and then started going out with this girl, who I'm going to call M. And she was super sweet, and she is actually the only person I've ever broken up with who has not been salty about it and has not been drastic and dramatic about it. She was kind of cool about it, actually. But we dated for like a couple months, and what's ironic is the fact that my current girlfriend liked me at the time, and M was her ex, so that was pretty funny. Well, technical ex, so it was pretty hilarious, the fact that I dated her. Especially when we got together on Valentine's Day, and that was the day that my current girlfriend was planning to ask me out. So I still feel evil for that, to be honest. So it just shows I've still got some human in me. But basically, after that, I just started losing feelings for M, and then decided to date my current girlfriend, who I was gonna call E, but I think she'd be cool with me mentioning her name. So her name currently is Emily. and she is the most fun thing in my life. So our relationship's really healthy because we have our little rows every now and then, and it's kind of healthy to keep it going. So now that you've got a bit of background on like what has gone on in my life, I am just going to talk a little bit about unhealthy relationships, healthy relationships. Let me just say, start off, if anything in a relationship at all makes you have second thoughts, you may want to think about it and bring it up, if you know what I mean. Because Emily started, bless her, I didn't like pastel pink at the time, and she really did. So she stopped wearing pastel pink so she could make me happy. But she then started to get more miserable, and I felt so bad for it. So then I brought up with her, hey, you're not being yourself around me. You can be yourself around me. And now we've got a really healthy relationship. So if there's anything in any of your relationships that basically makes you have a little bit of a second thought, just maybe like think about your relationship, like take some time to really think about it. Or talk to your partner about it. And make sure you keep reminding them that it's not because they're not good enough, it's just that you're trying to establish what you're thinking and all that. Just make sure that they are reassured that it's not just them, it's a bit of what your mind is doing as well. Because it will be a bit of what your mind is saying. And if you're like me, you will break at the thought of somebody breaking up with you. But when you're in a relationship, you're like, I kind of want to date other people as well. Like, I have a very big trouble with commitment. I'm loyal when I'm in a relationship, but I have commitment issues. So when I'm dating somebody else, I'll tend to become polyamorous, which is when you tend to like multiple people at once. Currently I'm not. Currently it's only Emily. But there have been periods of time when I've liked multiple people whilst dating somebody. And it happens very often with me. And if anybody else is like that, then know that it's also very difficult when somebody breaks up with you. I personally can't stay single. If I break up with someone and then another person asks me out, I instantly say yes. It's like no question about it. Because I cannot deal with not being in a relationship. It just doesn't happen. So when I'm in these relationships, I tend to notice really quickly what the good and bad things are. And let me just say that relationships tend to not be that good if your partner's doing drugs. That's a big, big tip. If your partner takes a little bit too much alcohol, it may not be a healthy relationship either. Sure, if they treat you right, but it's kind of a red flag if they even vape. I mean, the older guy that I mentioned earlier, he vaped, and it was kind of like a red flag for me. So personally, I don't really like drugs a lot much. I'm trying to think of other warning signs. If they try and say to you things like, if I do you a favour, will you do me a favour, when it comes down to like making out or anything like that, don't go for it. And don't do anything you don't want to do. If anybody ever says to you, like this can apply to any gender at all, if anybody in a relationship with you says to you anything that you don't want to do, if they try and tell you to do something that you don't want to do, don't do it. It's as simple as that. Sure, you may want to like please them and everything, but trust me, it is not worth it. Because if you're a teenager, like me, relationships don't really tend to last. If you're a teenager and they are telling you to do something you don't want to do, and you're like, oh, but I want to stay with him, or her, it doesn't matter. Because a lot of relationships at this age do not tend to last. And during the relationship, you need to kind of, if you're in a teenage relationship, that is, kind of don't have the exact mindset of, we're going to stay together forever and ever, because that tends to what leads to feeling even worse when you break up. Because if you do end up breaking up, then you tend to feel even worse because you're like, oh, I thought we'd be together forever. So, sure, be happy with them and everything, but still acknowledge that there is a slight possibility that you could break up. It's what me and Emily do all the time, and it's quite healthy. Healthy relationships as well. One way to describe a healthy relationship is free. If you feel like you can be yourself and you feel like you are free, then that is a perfectly healthy relationship, especially if your mental states are improving. Say if before you started dating you had a really, really bad mental state, then after you started dating that person your mental state got better and better and better and better. That shows you have an extremely healthy relationship. Whereas if your mental state gets worse and worse and worse, it's obviously a not healthy relationship, is it? Because they tend to be a reason why your mental state is getting worse, or maybe you just need a bit of space from them. And if you say to somebody, I need a bit of space, and they have a go at you for it and say, oh, you need some space, I thought I was enough for you, and start having a proper go at you, they're probably not the best person to date because they can't accept the fact that you need a bit of space. As well as if anybody touches you when you don't want to be touched. That is a big issue with a lot of relationships, is when somebody touches you when you don't want to be touched. And that's happened to me before. And you just tend to feel uncomfortable. If anybody has been in those shoes, like, you know it feels uncomfortable. And then immediately start thinking, is this relationship the right relationship? Because when you're in relationships, you have to think truly about what they are and how much you're getting benefited from this. And, you know, all that stuff of, like, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? You just need to evaluate. So I think that's all I'm going to be able to talk about today. And I hope you all enjoyed my little podcast on relationships. And if you did, then please favourite my podcast. Maybe listen to the other episode I did as an introduction to me if you haven't already. And I hope you will come and listen to my next podcast. Thank you.